Bring back football? As the lockdown continues, it's not so much the football I'm missing, but the sense of solidarity. Last weekend I should have been at Wembley cheering my team to promotion alongside 90,000 fans, but that can wait. There are more important things now. You can't visit relatives, friends have been critically ill, and the boss's attempt to bludgeon us back to work must be resisted. When football does resume, it must do so safely. But what sort of football will it be, and when? Club owners have spent weeks squabbling with their conflicting commercial interests over how to end this season, let alone start next season. It is unclear even whether it makes commercial sense for some lower leagues to resume next season without fans present. And so some owners, many of whom are multimillionaires or even billionaires, push the case for a bailout. Let us be clear, they might be the legal owners, but the fans are the moral owners. While I have supported my club, it has had at least a dozen different owners. Mostly they have been short-term, seeing if they can make a quick buck, and then sell on. No bailout for the multimillionaire owners. If clubs are in financial difficulty, and this is highly likely, any public funds should be for community ownership of clubs. Clubs run democratically by elected fans, staff, and community representatives, for the benefit of the local community. David Maples, Clapham, South London.